This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks. Oh, to the what?
Hello, and welcome to another player profile and projection here on Talking Yanks, where we're bringing you an episode a day, every day, until opening day. My name is Lou Trevino, and I'm sitting here with Scott Efros. We're going to tell you guys a little bit about how our seasons will go.
What's up, guys? Good to be back. Back being the operative word. Excited for the season. I know a little bit of tough news from the start on my end. I'm not going to be back till summer, which is always a weird way to label an injury, but because that could mean a lot of things. That could mean Memorial Day. That can mean the calendar. Like, when does summer technically start? Isn't it like end of June?
June 21st.
Like, that's crazy. Or summer, you know, summer could be August.
Summer is usually when I play baseball, and that's the only way I kind of keep track of it. I'm Lou Trevino.
When are you going to be back, Lou?
Well,
did you show up at camp without a contract? Was that a power play?
I got hurt, and it hurts to miss work, and then they put me on the 60-day. I had to get Tommy John surgery, and then I had to get they had to release me. They had to make some moves. I figured they wanted me back. It was just paperwork, so I showed up to camp and said, I'm here, and they said, yeah, we've been looking for a reason to bump Ron down anyway. Right. So they signed me. I got a club option on the deal as well for $5 million. Didn't know I was going to get that. $1.5 million for this current year, where I may be rehabbing the whole time. So kind of everything I need for the season already happened.
How's your UCL?
Gone.
Right.
But the replacement feels great.
Right. Reconstructed.
They took it away. They replaced it with something else. And yeah, I'm just really excited to take in the action. Maybe help you get back into form. We were traded for each other at the same time.
I'm probably going to come back before you, right?
Probably, unless you run into some more setbacks.
Right. Emphasis on backs. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the compound sometimes.
I haven't been on anything in a long time.
You don't like media, do you?
Wasn't even on a roster recently. Well, in Oakland, they didn't have much media, and I was there for quite a bit.
What's
Did you ever hear about the time when they brought Clark in the playoff game to do my role?
Yeah, what was that about?
Didn't work out. Never since then, they kind of been blaming it on me.
Don't you have some weird incentives in your contract that you're probably not going to hit?
I got
a lot of appearances.
I have a lot of various escalators and performance bonuses in my deal. Yes. Did I agree to many of them? No, but my agent did. And he usually does right by me. So for every fifth appearance between 15 and 35, I get a $100,000 increase in my salary. So not just a bonus, it's an increase in salary, which I think my agent should have got me just the bonus, $100K.
So if you make 15 games,
I have it listed as a bonus.
Will you get $100K?
For every fifth appearance between 15 and 35.
So the 20th game, you get $100K.
They have confused everyone with how they've organized it. But I
would talk to your agent.
I would hope I get it at the 15 and then the 20. And then the 25.
I have 15, 20, 25, 30, and 35. You, Lou Trevino, will get $100,000 for each of those.
So if I get to 35 appearances, I would make up to $2 million. Oh. And if I hit those thresholds, it would also escalate the value of next year's club option by $200,000.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I'm pushing that option up to $6 million, which they probably won't pick up. So
I make it less likely to get picked up.
But if they don't pick that up, it sets my value in the market for other teams. If they do pick it up, I could earn another $400K next season based on how many games I finish over there.
Games finished.
My agent must be out of touch with the role they plan to use me in.
How many appearances does an average reliever get a month? 8? 10?
You should know. At Frost, you've been in the big leagues for a long enough.
I think generally if you're over 10.
I've been up and down a lot, you know?
Let's base it on Clay.
Kind of one season.
Let's base it on Canely.
Okay.
In 2018.
Okay, he wasn't hurt.
He was bad. They sent him down.
Oh, that was that year. 19.
Looks like around 12 to 15, if you're good.
So let's say 10 coming off an injury. So I don't know. If you come back by the trade deadline, you're looking at 20 appearances.
Yeah, if they value me.
It'll be one year since you got your UCL reconstructed in May. So 14 months come July.
Don't have to stretch him out.
So I don't know. We could see you for 15, 20 games.
I think so.
Are we the Yankees trade deadline in the bullpen?
We're the help on the way. But Skeff, wasn't that Frost kind of that? Weren't you that last year? What then you had setbacks? Skeff Ross.
Skeff Ross. Skeffy.
Skeffy.
I love when the fellas call me that. I mean, I came over a chunk before the deadline, if I remember correctly. But you know how I am. You know how I be. I was right at the deadline in 22.
Yeah.
So.
What?
Huh?
When I came over, I was a reliever and I was throwing 5 pitches.
You talk weird,
for
Lou.
The A's.
You talk like you're on a mystery guest TV show.
I don't like media.
Yeah, that's true.
Scotty, your first appearance as a Yankee was in August of 22.
22 for Hayden West. I was traded for Hayden Wesneski.
Yeah. Well, the Yankees basically said, why don't you stop throwing all those other pitches and just throw your slider and your sinker a bunch.
Right.
And I did well. And then they had me in the perfect spot, ALCS game one. Come in, clean up, get a job done. And they went with Clark.
Come in, clean up, get a job done.
That's what they tell me to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was growing up for you, Lou?
Oh, man, it was good. I grew up in Slippery Rock. I went to Upper Bucks Christian School, where they really beat the shit out of me.
Oh. It's too bad, man.
With the education. pounded the books.
That's good.
So.
Okay.
Never mind. I was in Sellersville, Pennsylvania. I hope to be a good part of this year.
So I've currently got it as this. I, Scott Efros, who sometimes is on the compound. I grew up in Ohio.
Scott Benjamin Morton Efros, your full name?
Yeah, hyphen. Benjamin Morton. It's my grandpa's first name and my mom's maiden name.
Says here on your bio that it was the name of the dog your parents had before they
doesn't say that.
Had the kids.
Doesn't say that.
Benjamin Morton.
You were named after a dog.
I wasn't named after a dog. I have myself coming back kind of around the All-Star break, maybe even a little before, maybe one of those like get 2 appearances before the All-Star break as like dip the toe and then let's go rhyme. And then for me, I basically have a tryout for the next 2.5 weeks or whatever it is till the trade deadline of like, oh, am I going to be a factor in this Yankee season? And then you're kind of like the trade deadline. Hey, if Lou Trevino clicks this year, cool. If not, okay. Is that what you think, Lou Trevino?
I haven't thought about your situation or career at all.
None.
My goal is to have them get rid of the 3-batter minimum rule, and pitch every game, 1 batter. as soon as I'm healthy. Open it up. Open up the game. Get myself an out. Send them on their way.
Every game.
Every game.
I don't know if that's a useful role.
I've been pitching it.
I think that's a bad role for a
if
team.
I am good enough, I think opposing managers will change their lineup based on it. You might see them bat their weakest hitter first since I'm so dominant, which will then just bump my numbers up.
Right.
So I'll probably hit all my incentives and have great numbers.
35 games?
More.
More.
I don't think I'm going to be a big part of the season.
You've got a tougher road to climb than myself.
You planning on going on to any away series early on? Or are they just going to have you hang out in Tampa?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to have a couple. I think opening day.
Oh, I don't like Houston.
The crowd, the squad will be there.
Yeah, no.
And then what's a good Yankee road trip for everyone to get together? Like a Tampa trip, maybe?
No.
Like, we'll all be at the facility. And
yeah,
we'll
but I don't want to go to the Trop. Just hang out, right. Watch it here.
So what's the question?
I'm not planning on going to any road series. Are you?
I just told you I'm probably going to go to a couple.
Dumb.
Stuff.
Rehab.
This has been brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure you guys are getting in on the action, especially this NBA action. You got to hear this one. They are giving you up to $1,000 in a no-sweat bet. What's that mean? That means if you place a bet, you get it right, kudos. You'll win that bet and be paid properly to whatever the odds of the bet were. If you do not, you will get a bonus bet back up in the amount that you bet, up to $1,000. And that's if you sign up using promo code YANKS. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers, use promo code YANKS and get a no-sweat bet. That's promo code YANKS only on the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Who do you think pitches in more games, me or you? Me. Over, under, me or you?
Me over.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm just rehabbing, I think.
Yeah, I think it's your situation might be even more out of your hands than traditionally.
Might get to really find my legs.
Because, like, let's say you're not throwing
mm-hmm.
until mid to late summer.
What I plan on happening is one of the big guys gets hurt.
Right.
And then around the All-Star break, me and him just battle.
What if we do...
Versus Soto in the backfields.
You know, sometimes people pair...
Soto won't get hurt.
Sometimes people pair you and me together.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we do one of those Yankees, we come back the same day.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll find it.
Okay.
You want me to find
the date
it?
That
maybe,
might happen?
Maybe we'll call it the over-under for us. Spring training, first half. I have you and me coming back. Oh, you're going to hate this.
You know I was a closer, right?
Okay.
So I got those games finished incentives.
You're going to hate this. I have you and I coming back. Ah, they really want to get us back before that. Do you think you get back for July 2nd?
There.
You're there.
Depends on what you need from me.
Because that would be perfect because we have the Reds and the Red Sox. So if we come back for the Red...
Is it at Fenway?
No, it's home.
Okay, great.
So it's home versus Cincy, home for the Sox. Because the alternate option...
What's the away series after that?
Tampa, Baltimore. And I know how much you hate Tampa.
I'm not looking into that.
Yeah. And those could be like... Those could
maybe
be very...
Maybe Baltimore.
Those... Did you just get doughy eyes?
Or maybe I'll go to Baltimore.
I guess for me, I'd love to get some reps in before what could be two really big series. At Tampa, at Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm a ground ball pitcher, so the Trop, no.
Okay. Maybe
like
Baltimore
grass.
For you.
Yeah, like Baltimore sounds nice.
So maybe I'll come back for Cincinnati July 2nd.
Okay.
I'll get work against the Reds and the Red Sox, and we'll see if I'm looking good or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back and you're going to get one appearance against Baltimore. And just sinkers.
Yeah, probably more than just one. Probably sinkers. Underselling it, but yeah.
Okay, that's huge.
Probably get the last out of the sixth inning all three games.
Okay. Good details.
Good chat.
Let us know if you agree.
Scott, you get a lot of lefties out, even though you're weird. I love it.
I don't see handedness.
That's why I said it to Scott, not you.
I don't see it. He prefers lefties.
Wow. Compound.
You're from Twinsburg.
Yeah.
That's weird.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.